Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. State officials are considering whether to allow California's last nuclear power plant to keep running past its planned closure of the year 2025. Phil, Governor Gavin Newsom, who has been pushing renewable technology, is one of those in favor of keeping that plant running. Why is that?
Because he doesn't have much choice, Brett. Former Governor Jerry Brown, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and now Gavin Newsom has put out some pretty ambitious goals for getting California off of fossil fuels. But the fact is that here we are at 2022, and two-thirds of our energy still comes from fossil fuel and nuclear, and they need it. That solar and wind just aren't cutting it. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom is also looking at the idea of what happens if we don't use these nuclear power plants and fossil fuels. And what we're looking at is brownouts and blackouts like we had in August 2020. That's not exactly something you want on the national news if you're, elevating yourself up as a possible presidential candidate. So he has gotten the legislature to agree to keep Diablo Canyon running to 2025 if they can get the regulations changed, and also to keep using fossil fuels.
Phil, you talk about this notion, let's let Diablo Canyon run a little bit longer. This is a very complicated agreement that has been put together by environmentalists in the state legislature. It's not just like PG&E can say, we'll keep it running a couple years longer.
Yeah, I'm not sure if PG&E, is all that crazy about, keeping it running for that much longer. I mean, energy is energy. You get it and you sell it. That's what it comes down to. And you try to do it with as least risk as possible. And you're absolutely right. This is a tough one. A lot of regulations are involved, and there's the politics of it. California is not a nuclear-friendly state. It's kind of interesting because the Biden administration is saying possibly that this is the way we're going to have to go if we're going to get the climate change goals that we want. But nobody really talked about the idea that, there might be a trade-off here, that we're going to have to switch back to something that a lot of people, liken to the movie The China Syndrome, or to Chernobyl, which were, out-of-date plants that were running way past their prime. But it is. It's a sticky one regulation-wise. It's a sticky one political. But right now, if you're going to keep the lights on, you got to come up with something, and nobody else has got a plan, an alternate plan, to increase the solar, wind, or anything else by that time. So we set an ambitious goal. You're going to make it or you're not. And that's kind of where the governor is.
Yeah, time is running out, too. PG&E told investors the state legislature would have to pass a measure by September.
Yep.
In order for the utility to reverse course.
That's right. And while the governor has been agreeing and working behind the scenes, so far I've yet to see him hold a press conference to announce this one. So keep your eyes and ears open. We'll see how it plays. But this is big. It's huge. It's huge for everybody in the state because it affects everybody in the state one way or the other.
Very good point. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.